joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, the wonderful Diane Stein, Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum Development Director. And, you know, you can't stay silent about a silent film soiree, can you?
No, you can. It's a lot of fun, and not just silent. We have live music as well. So I'm excited to share all about it with you, Ted, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's always so fun to do Pioneers Museum Day. Wouldn't miss this, not at all. So this happens, the event happens on Valentine's Day, and it is your fourth annual silent film soiree.
Yes, it is, and it's so much fun to do. We've been on here a couple of times. It's one of our favorite events to kind of explore regional history in silent film, which 1900s, 1920s era is so prominent, and we're so excited to share it and hope we're looking forward to a big crowd for this one.
Now, this year's soiree is being held in honor of somebody very special and that I believe has local connections.
Yes, Lon Chaney. So, of course, the show that we're showing is The Phantom of the Opera. And Lon Chaney was born in Colorado Springs in 1883. And his grandfather actually established the Colorado Springs School for the Deaf and Blind in 1874. So very strong roots here in the Colorado Springs community.
Wow, that's outstanding. And Lon, of course, known as the Man of a Thousand Faces.
Yes, he definitely did very well at the makeup and was able to kind of disguise himself in every role to the point that no one would notice him walking down the street. So you can definitely see this in his 1925 silent film adaptation, The Phantom of the Opera. He definitely looks a little scary.
Oh, indeed. And what is extra, extra fun about the soiree is that it is truly a silent film, and you're going to be you have live accompaniment.
Yes, by Mont Alto Motion Picture Orchestra. They're well known for doing those, and they've been doing this for us for the past 4 years. So they compile all the scores for the show, which really just brings more to the silent film and puts you truly in that 1920s era, which is so fun to be in.
Oh, and you know, you can just kind of feel the excitement building around that, because I quite imagine if you have never experienced that live accompaniment with a true, genuine silent film piece, you've really missed out. So you've got to get to this event. What does admission cost, and what comes with admission?
Sure. So actually right now we have a special ticket price that's only lasts till tomorrow, $25, and you get two alcoholic beverages, soft drinks, fruit, cheese, and dessert bar, and of course VIP access to the museum exhibits. And then it's a Roaring Twenties themed costume party, and there's a contest and photo booth. So basically, just a lot of fun, Ted, at the museum after hours, which is always great.
Now, if I remember right, Valentine's Day falls on a Friday, so that is date night.
Yes, yes, and it's very special. We think it's a unique experience to have at the museum for Valentine's Day. So looking forward to seeing all the couples and dressing in those couple costumes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. A Roaring Twenties theme costume party sounds like tons of fun, plus the photo booth. It is adults 21 plus, and because in part there will be alcoholic beverages served. But, you know, of course, a guy like me, I'm all about the dessert bar. I'm okay with that, too. And the museum itself, the setting, a 1903 built courthouse is just the ideal setting for this event. I just can imagine what a fun time that's going to be.
Well, and we look forward to seeing you, Ted, hopefully, and many others, and enjoying this fun evening in our historic building and a unique experience. So, and tickets are $25 now until tomorrow, and then they'll go up to $30. So get your tickets now.
And you can get your tickets at cspm.org. That's Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, cspm.org. Diane, all of you over there just cook up the most wonderful fun things to do. It's for kids, grown-ups, families, even your out-of-town company. Just thank you so much for everything you do to bring history to life here in Colorado Springs.
Well, thank you, Ted, and thank you for helping us share the word. We really appreciate it and look forward to seeing everyone.
You're welcome. I love it. Okay, Diane, thank you. That's Diane Stein, Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum Development Director for Pioneers Museum Day here on KRDO's Afternoon News.